Welcome to Audio Journal's Radioactive Theater, presenting quality dramas for our listening audience. This production is Wally's Cafe by Sam Brabeck and Ron Clark. It opened in Broadway in 1981. The action of the play takes place in a cafe on the wrong side of the road that goes to Las Vegas in the desert over a period of 40 years. It begins in the summer of 1940 in a cafe that suggests the shape of a hamburger. There are assorted tables and chairs, a counter with stools, a jukebox, and a black chalkboard showing Wally Burger 15 cents. At the outset, we meet Louise and Wally Murdoch. She is in her late 20s, he in his early 30s. She is clearly upset.
Okay, honey, everything's unpacked in the back. We're all set to open tomorrow. We got soda pop, ice cream, french fries, donuts, 100 pounds of hamburger meat, Brahma seltzer. You name it, we got it. Will you look at this? I made this coffee this morning, and 15 hours later, it's still hot. What a machine! Look at you. You're sitting here. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. This past month, I pictured you sitting here. And now, look at you. Finally, you're here. Just like I pictured. I thought today would never come. Can you believe it? I can't believe it.
Neither can I.
You're upset.
I'm not upset. I'm disappointed. If I were upset, I'd be drinking bourbon. I'm just disappointed, so I'm drinking orange. It's a good thing to remember, Wally. Upset, bourbon, disappointed, orange.
All right. I know you've been holding it in all day. What don't you like about this place?
First of all, our frontage. We're so far from the road, when I got off the bus this morning, this place looked like a real hamburger.
But, sweetheart, that's the beauty of it. As you get closer, you realize it isn't a real hamburger. It's a work of art. Next.
That creature outside with the two red eyes and the bushy tail?
That is a coyote. Think of him as a dog. Next.
Our bedroom upstairs, in the bun. The ceiling's too low. I already hit my head three times.
I'll have the bun raised. Now look, pumpkin, I'm not going to spend the rest of the night defending this place. All I know is that it's so wonderful to be out of New Jersey.
There was nothing wrong with New Jersey, Wally. Name me one thing wrong with New Jersey.
Your entire family. They all hated me.
Not everyone. Just my mother, my father, my uncle, my aunt, a couple of cousins.
Louise, I know the list.
And let's not forget my brother.
I thought we'd said we'd never mention that lousy slave driver again.
I'm sorry, it just slipped out.
Louise, I worked 5 years for your brother. I was the first one in the morning, the last one to leave at night. I was a model employee, a hell of a chef, and he never caught me making faces at him. Why he fired me, I'll never know.
Wally, he fired you because you locked him in the freezer.
I locked him in the freezer because he wouldn't give me a raise.
He wouldn't give you a raise because you had no respect for him.
I had no respect for him because he's a moron.
Are you calling my brother a moron?
In a roundabout way, yes.
Wally, forget the family. Forget my brother. Let's get down to the real problem.
What problem, sweetheart?
This place. I hope this place isn't a mistake. Tell me it isn't a mistake, Wally. Lie to me if you have to.
This place is not a mistake.
Are you lying to me?
Louise, I knew what I was doing when I bought this place. You think I would invest our life savings into something I wasn't sure about?
Well...
Come over here. Look out this window. Use these binoculars. They came with the place. What do you see?
The coyote has a girlfriend.
Look past them.
Bernie's Diner.
That's right. Bernie's Diner. Are there trucks in front?
A lot of them.
Are there automobiles?
Even more.
Do you know why?
Because Bernie's is close to the road.
The only reason he's doing business is because he's alone out here. He's got no competition. But he will have when we open our hamburger tomorrow. And wait till they try my pot roast.
Oh, no, Wally, not your pot roast. Why would you serve pot roast in a hamburger?
It's my mother's recipe, God rest her soul. I am not deserting her now. I'm the boss here, Louise. We can do what we want, say what we want, go where we want.
We're in the middle of the Mojave Desert. Where is there to go?
We're only 60 miles from Las Vegas. We can go there twice a year.
That's thrilling.
I know you're worried, Pumpkin. You're tired. You've been on a bus for 6 days.
8 days, Wally. I had 33 different people sit next to me. I was the only one coming this far. The last 2 hours, it was just me and the driver.
Did you and the driver look out the window? Did you ever see such a sunset? Did you see all that space? Did you see the air?
I saw a lot of sand.
Yes, isn't it beautiful? And we own a lot of it, Louise.
And what will we do with all that sand?
We'll have it asphalted. We'll need the room for parking. This place is going to be a gold mine. They're talking about building a 3-lane highway out there. Do you know how it feels to have a sign outside that says Wally's Cafe? It's a dream come true. I don't want it just for me. I want it for us, honey. I was nothing back east. Here, I finally have a chance to be my own man. I want you to be proud of me.
I am proud of you, Wally. I just wish I could be proud of you in a more populated area.
Sweetheart, everything's going to be fine. Honey, when I married you, I promised to provide and take care of you for the rest of your life.
I never expected anything from you, Wally.
And I will never let you down.
I missed you so much, Wally.
And I missed you, Pumpkin. You know what else I missed? The way we used to dance when we closed up in New Jersey. I had the man put our song in the jukebox as soon as I got here. I play it all day long. It's costing me a fortune. Deep Purple, A6.
Wally, our song is Blue Moon.
Blue Moon? I thought it was Deep Purple. Who sang it?
Nobody sang it. It was an instrumental. How could you forget our song?
Louise, I've been working like a maniac for a whole month here. It took me a week just to paint the lettuce around the bun.
You forgot our song, Wally. I never thought you'd forget our song.
Louise, you want Blue Moon? You got Blue Moon. Blue Moon, I saw you standing alone. La, 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 la.
You forgot the words, too?
You told me it was an instrumental. Louise, this past month without you, I thought I'd go nuts. I can't tell you how much I'm dying to carry you up to the bun. Oh, my God, a customer. And we're not even open yet. I'll get rid of him. Tonight is our night.
Thank you. Can I come in? I'm exhausted.
Sorry, we don't open till tomorrow.
But I've been walking for miles and miles.
Out in the desert? At night?
It was awful. It was just awful.
Oh, honey, come in. Sit down.
Did you know there are two adorable-looking dogs out there?
Can we get you something? A cup of coffee?
How much?
It's on the house.
What do you mean, on the house?
She's been walking for miles. Wally, get her some coffee. What are you doing out there in the middle of the night?
Hitchhiking. I'm on my way to Hollywood.
Hitchhiking? All alone?
It's taking a lot longer than I thought, but I've gotten this far, and I'm not going to give up now. That's stupid, Ralph.
Here you are.
Thank you. Can I have a little cream, please?
Sure.
Who's Ralph?
My ex-boyfriend. We were on our way to Hollywood together. See, I'm going to be a star, and he was going to handle my career. But he started gambling in Las Vegas and lost his car.
Here you go.
Do you have any sugar?
I already put some in.
I like it sweet.
Uh-huh.
Where is Ralph now?
I don't know, and I don't care. I never want to see him again. What a jerk. That's the last time I get mixed up with a kid still in high school.
High school?
He isn't that young. He was held back 2 years. Quincy High. Quincy, Illinois. That's where I'm from.
You know, you got to be a little crazy to hitchhike alone, a young girl like you. Why don't you take a bus?
Too expensive. All I have left is $11, and I'm going to need it in Hollywood. When I get there, I want to have my hair done. My roots are starting to show.
How can you possibly go to Hollywood with so little money?
Well, I started with $100, but I gave most of it to Ralph to try and win his car back. Well, that didn't work, so I got out on the road and started thumbing it. I'll tell you something. There are lots of strange men out there at night. Like the first guy who picked me up. He told me he was with the FBI. He kept wanting to search me.
No.
Yes. And then I got this other ride. He got in the back seat with me. Well, you know, you just can't go anywhere with no one driving.
Good thinking.
By the way, my name is Janet Chester. I'm going to change my name to Jeanette Cheshire, as in the cat. I'm keeping the same initials because of the luggage.
We're Louise and Wally Murdoch. How do you do?
Oh, you're married? That's nice. I mean, for you. Personally, I think it's a crime to get married too young. A lot of my friends in Quincy got married. The trouble is you never really get to know what life is all about. And before you know it, it's all over. You're dead. And then what do?
Are you following any of this, honey?
Are you crazy?
Just how far am I from Hollywood?
About 200 miles.
Oh, my gosh. I'll bet I'm the only one from Quincy that's ever been this close. I'd better get back on the road.
Honey, you're not planning to go back out there tonight. Wally, she can't go back out there, can she?
Oh, sure she can.
It's the middle of the night, Wally. How about the extra room in the back?
Oh, no, that's really grand of you, but I'd feel better if I got back on the road. I just gotta get to Hollywood.
It's straight out the door and make a right.
No. You're staying the night. It just isn't safe out there. You've met nothing but lunatics.
I know. The further west you go, the crazier people seem to get.
Tell you what, tomorrow morning, Wally will make you a nice home-cooked breakfast.
Sure. You like pot roast?
I love pot roast.
We'll make you breakfast, and afterwards you'll get a ride with one of our customers. Wally says the road is filled with salesmen, movie stars, truck drivers.
Movie stars? Movie stars come here?
They gotta eat, too.
Oh, my goodness. A movie star? I'd love to get a ride with a movie star. Why should I ride with a salesman when I might get a ride with someone like Mickey Rooney?
I don't think he has his driver's license yet.
Okay, I'll stay the night.
Good.
Mr. Murdoch, can you do me a favor? I have a couple of bags outside. They're kind of heavy. I left them out on the road.
Sure. By day a chef, by night a bellboy.
Have you been out here long?
I just got here this morning. We're from Jersey. Wally came out here a month ago to buy the place.
You must be thrilled to death.
Well, close to that.
A husband and a wife working side by side out in the middle of nowhere. It's so romantic. Were you a waitress in New Jersey?
I was never a waitress. I was a cashier. I've always been a cashier.
How long have you two been married?
As a matter of fact, it will be 5 years next Sunday.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I wonder, what's he going to get you?
I think this is it.
It's so cute. I read in Hollywood there's a restaurant in the shape of a hat. The Brown Derby. It's very famous. They actually name sandwiches after stars. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if one day I went in there and heard someone ordering a Jeanette Cheshire on rye? Ooh, I just got chills.
Oh, how the hell did you carry all this stuff?
Easy. I take two bags. I walk 20 feet, then I go back and get the other two bags.
That's terrific. You should be hitting Hollywood by February.
Be careful with the green one. I've got dishes in there.
Dishes?
Did she say she's got dishes in there?
I used to work at Woolworth and I got 20% off. I would have been foolish not to take advantage of it. In today's modern world, a girl like me has only two ways to go. Marry rich or become a movie star. And I choose stardom.
I would have married rich.
But I'm not just cheesecake. I also have quite a bit of talent. Would you like to see what I do?
Will it take long?
We'd love to.
Great. You won't see me doing this number in the movies because it's already been done. But I do think it's going to be swell for auditioning. I always bring the house down with it.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get up. Oh, get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I were blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers.
Oh, I'm speechless.
I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Thank you. I also do drama. Would you like to hear my Joan of Arc?
Oh, no. I thought what you did was just fine.
Just fine.
Thank you. Now you see why I have to get to Hollywood real fast.
Yeah, they have no idea what they're in for.
May I use your powder room?
Would you?
Well, where is it?
Through that door and to the right.
I'll be right back.
Take your time. Oh, my God.
That poor thing.
That song.
That voice.
What do you suppose she does with the dishes? A juggling act?
She hasn't got a chance, and she's only got $11.
Well, she's got a lot more money than talent.
We gotta talk her into going back home.
Or further.
It's gonna be tough. She's got her heart set on Hollywood.
We've gotta discourage her, but in a positive way.
How do we do that?
If we only could make a recording of her voice and force her to listen to it.
What should we do, Wally?
I say she leaves tonight. God forbid she sings in the shower.
Wally, we can't let that poor girl go to Hollywood. Not unless silent movies come back.
Red and the red, red robin comes ba-ba-ba-ba-na along. I used to like that song.
Do you think she took lessons? Because if she did, she could sue.
Are you two kids ready for another treat?
Oh, my God. Now what?
Ta-da! Don't you just love my nightgown? Jean Harlow wore one exactly like this in Blonde Bombshell.
How am I going to say this? Janet, the world is filled with thousands of girls who sing and dance like you do.
No.
Yes.
That's awful.
You're not kidding.
Well, what should I do?
Go back to Quincy.
Listen to us. We're older than you. Go back to Quincy.
Are you saying that I have no talent?
No. You've got lots of talent.
We heard you.
We saw your talent.
But in Quincy, you're a big star. Hollywood is still a question mark. Now, isn't it better to be a big fish in a small pond than a sitting duck in a tidal wave? Think about that.
I am not going to let you discourage me. That's all I ever got from anybody, discouragement. Nobody ever thought I'd be good for anything. But I'm too smart. I'm not falling into any traps. I know just where I'm going, and even if I don't get there, it won't be because I haven't tried. Everything's in front of me in this life. Everything.
I think she just slipped in the Joan of Arc speech.
Listen, honey, you can't possibly go to Hollywood with so little money. That's why we think you should go back to Woolworth's.
I'll never go back to Woolworth's.
All right, then try something else. How about being a waitress?
A waitress? Why would I want to be a waitress? Hold on a minute. I see what you're hinting at. You want me to work here. You're offering me a job. Well, I say, oh, come on. What do I want with a job? I'm on my way to Hollywood.
Can we back up a little?
To where?
To where you knock on the door. And this time I don't let you in.
You know, you two worry too much. I'm going to be fine. I really am. We're all going to be fine. I'm going to be a big star, and your hamburger is going to be a big success. All we have to do is believe in our dreams, and it'll happen. It's that simple. Now, I want you two people to relax, settle down, and put a little smile on your faces. We'll be okay. You'll see. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go to bed. Performing tires me out. Where did you say my room was?
Second door on the right.
Second door on the right. Oh, listen, if you want to get the jump on the Brown Derby, you have my permission to have a Jeanette Cheshire sandwich right now. Oh, I just had another chill. Night-night.
I wonder why she stopped here instead of Bernie's.
It's a sign of things to come. Everyone's going to be stopping here instead of Bernie's.
I hope so.
Louise, it's still our night. I have a surprise for you. Put a nickel in the jukebox. Surprise!
Oh, Wally, champagne!
To celebrate our opening. It's the real stuff, from France. Nothing is too good for my girl.
Oh, Wally, you shouldn't have.
Here's to us.
Oh, I love you, Wally, I really do. But just promise me one thing. If things don't work out here for us, promise me we won't stay.
I promise. But things will work out. I guarantee it. Wally's Cafe is going to take off. I wouldn't be surprised if one day we have buns all over the country. Oh, my God, another customer. We're going to be okay, Louise.
I think I walked out the wrong door.
You're just in time. We're about to have some champagne. Here.
Is this real champagne?
It sure is.
I better get used to this. Once I'm a star, I'm probably going to drink this stuff all the time. Well, here's to two wonderful people.
Here's to Wally's Cafe.
And here's to the career of Jeanette Cat.
Cheshire.
When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls and the stars begin to twinkle.
Oh, my God.
In the sky.
Bedtime.
18 years have passed, and it is the summer of 1958. There are some noticeable changes, a new jukebox, Formica tabletops, and a television, but it is basically the same cafe. The price of a Wally burger is now $1.95. Outside the cafe is a weather-beaten for sale sign.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad legs.
Darn it, it's 7 a.m. and Bernie's is jam-packed already. I thought when Bernie's sold out, everybody would start coming over here, especially with that Mexican family taking his place over. You'd think truck drivers would prefer my pot roast to a lousy taco. I don't know. Maybe we should repaint the bun.
You promised me this year we're getting out of here. I'm through waiting for miracles. I waited for the new road, and that didn't come. I waited for the housing development, and that didn't come. I waited for the electric power plant, and that didn't come. Wally, I want to get out of here before I'm any older.
When's your next birthday?
6 months.
I'll get back to you.
You know something, Wally? I think it was the day you bought the extra 13 acres of land out there that things between us started to go sour.
Sour? What do you mean sour?
I mean like our sex life.
What's wrong with our sex life? I checked around. Twice a week is way above average.
That's just it. It's routine. It's not spontaneous. Like everything else around here, it's in a rut.
A rut?
A rut. Sorry to bring it up, but since we're having a discussion, I'm going to bring it up.
Who's having a discussion? You're having a discussion. I'm a happily married man, trying to enjoy a home-cooked meal.
Wally, our marriage is in serious trouble.
Who told you that?
Did you ever wonder why you don't disturb me when you get up in the middle of the night?
No, because I'm careful, and you're sleeping.
I'm not sleeping, Wally. I'm lying there with my eyes open.
You are? How come I don't see that?
Because I'm facing the wall. I'm lying there with my eyes open, and I'm facing the wall.
Maybe we should switch sides. That way you'd sleep facing the back of my head.
I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of this roadside grease pit.
Shh, shh. Good thing there are no customers around.
There are never any customers around.
All right, Louise. I admit it. Business has not gone through the roof yet. But in time, it will. And time is on our side.
You got 6 months, Wally.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for the 6 months.
God, it's flat out there.
Just pretend it's beachfront property. Only they took the ocean away.
I wish it would rain. I'm so sick of the sun. How's the coffee this morning?
Fresh.
Jeez, is it Thursday already?
I couldn't go to sleep, so I got up early and made fresh coffee.
Was that you walking around again? Wally, maybe you ought to try taking sleeping pills.
I actually like not sleeping so good. 4 o'clock in the morning is a very quiet, very peaceful time around here. No noise, no activity.
It's a lot like lunchtime.
Did the newspaper come yet?
Of course not.
Okay, what's the special today?
Pot roast.
We had pot roast yesterday.
Do you remember selling any?
No.
Then we're having it again today.
Well, it looks like another hot day today. When are you going to pop for air conditioning?
We're air cooled. It's the same thing.
It is not.
Oh, gosh.
You don't need a block of ice for air conditioning.
My gosh. Will you people ever stop demanding impossible things from me? Look at that. A tour bus just pulled into Bernie's. How come we never get a tour bus?
Because you and I are not strong enough to push a bus out of the sand. We never do anything. We never go anywhere. Maybe what we need is a vacation.
A vacation? I've seen all I want to see of this world.
I've seen nothing. Some life, huh?
Life. Life. You know what life is?
I have no idea.
Well, I will tell you what life is. Life is getting through it. If you have a few laughs along the way, you're way ahead of the game. And you have to admit, Louise, we have had laughs, and plenty of them.
Name one.
All right, all right. The time the bun leaked. I went up to fix it, tripped on a sesame seed, and had to hang from the pickle for half an hour.
I remember that. I laughed for days.
See?
I'm not talking about laughing at each other, Wally. I'm talking about laughing with each other.
I don't know what that means, Louise. To me, funny is funny.
I made one big mistake. I should have sold this place during World War II when you were in the Army. If you had only stayed in just a little longer.
Don't you think I wanted to? I was one of the few people not to complain about being in the Army. I loved the Army. It was the best month of my life.
Maybe if you hadn't cooked for them, they wouldn't have thrown you out.
They didn't throw me out. The war was over.
1945. I was still in Hollywood. How I hate to even think about it.
Oh, my God. She's going to start.
I'll be honest, Janet. No matter how bad you had it in Hollywood, if it was me, I don't think I would have ever come back here, even with that awful scandal.
Oh, jeez. Don't wind her up.
I was completely cleared, Wally. The gun went off accidentally.
Come on, Janet. When you shoot a husband in the crotch, you gotta aim.
I was only trying to scare him. I did not mean for the gun to go off. What would any woman do in my position? I caught him cheating.
I'll tell you what it is. I think it's the pressure out there. You gotta make it big. You're not gonna make it big. You're gonna be a star. You're not gonna be a star.
I don't buy that. I got the same pressures here. They're gonna build a highway. They're not gonna build a highway. They're going to build a power plant. They're not going to build a power plant. Still, I don't cheat.
I wonder how Bradley's doing.
I don't imagine he's over anything anymore.
Well, it's nice to know he still gets commercials.
You know, you'd think in a town where scandal is a way of life, they would have left me alone. It's not as if I shot Pat O'Brien.
Oh, thank God. I like Pat O'Brien.
I think it was your bad luck nothing else was happening in Hollywood that week.
Well, Hollywood was a waste of time as far as I was concerned.
At least you did something. At least you went somewhere.
What are you talking about? She went to jail for 30 days.
I asked about that. It was routine procedure. I was innocent, Wally.
30 days in jail doesn't sound that bad to me right now. At least it's a change of scenery.
You know, I read something once that said, you lead your life in your own head. Your head can take you anywhere you want to go. I've been all over the world with this head. I don't need packing. I don't need making reservations. All I have to do is think about it, and I'm there.
Sometimes I think it would be more humane to have put him to sleep.
Oh, come on. I think you two were lucky to find each other. Believe me, Wally is a prince compared to those truck drivers I was dating. You know, it's hard developing meaningful relationships with men carrying perishables.
I never thought of that. Yeah, I imagine those truck drivers could be a bit rough, huh?
I could fill books. I was going through such a bad period, Louise. I guess I just had to have somebody to talk to hold. Anybody.
Honey, you don't have to explain anything to me. I'm a woman too, you know.
I've no regrets about those guys. I served their purposes and they served mine. Anyway, you can't mention to Wally that I'm sorry business dropped off again. But my needs are different now. I'm going through a thinking period. It's a whole new experience for me. I really grew up a lot out there.
I just grew older.
But at least you grew older with someone.
Yeah, but I always wondered if I didn't have that someone, would I have grown as old?
I can't imagine either one of you with someone else. You're the perfect couple. He loves you, you love him, you've been a good wife, you've always stood by him. You never cheated on him, did you?
No, not very much.
Not very much?
Well, you remember when Wally had that hernia operation?
Yeah.
Well, this one guy at the hospital took me out for a cup of coffee, and one thing led to another, and you know.
You went to bed with a doctor?
No, an orderly. He told me he was a doctor. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't enjoy it. There were too many readjustments to make. When you're used to one man all your life, there's no pressure. If you don't enjoy one session, maybe you'll enjoy the next one. But with a one shot, the pressure to do good is too much.
And that was the only time?
Well, there was one more.
When was that?
When Wally had his appendix out.
Who'd you do it with the second time?
Same guy.
The orderly?
Well, I knew him this time. I thought I might be able to relax.
And?
I relaxed. I fell asleep. Anyway, I may be up for it again. Wally's complaining about a kidney stone.
It's amazing how turned off from sex I've become recently. The less you have, the less you need.
In a way, I wish Wally would have an affair.
Why?
Because he's too content. The guilt would do him good.
I wonder if you two had had children, things might have been different for you.
We talked about it. But Wally felt we should wait till they built a school around here. Anyway, I told Wally I'm leaving in 6 months.
Oh, you've been saying that for years.
This time, I mean it. I've got to. I told Wally I was, and I am.
Wally will never sell this place.
He will this time.
He never will. He could have sold this place a long time ago, and he didn't. Oops, I didn't say that.
What? What are you talking about, Janet?
Nothing.
You know something I don't?
I don't?
You do?
I just heard it from one of the truck drivers. I don't even know if it's true or not.
When was this, Janet?
A long time ago. You know, I don't go out with those guys anymore.
What did he say?
I shouldn't be telling you this.
What did he say?
You know the Mexicans that bought out Bernie's?
Don't tell me.
They wanted this place first.
Why? Why would anybody want this place first?
Beats me. The story is Wally chased them out with a carving knife.
I'm going to kill him, that miserable louse. I'm going to kill him.
Who?
You no good lying snake.
You told her about us?
What?
Oh, jeez.
What do you mean, us? Somebody talk to the wife. What's going on here?
Went on, Louise. There's nothing going on now, I swear.
Oh, my God. You two had an affair?
It wasn't an affair. Besides, it was so long ago, I hardly remember.
What do you mean you hardly remember?
It was at least 10 years ago.
So what did you bring it up for?
I didn't, you ass. You did.
Louise, it was the only time I ever cheated on you, and it wasn't really cheating. It was animal sex, pure and simple.
You pig!
That's the animal.
You're fired!
Oh, Louise.
You shut up! Get your things! You are fired!
You can't fire her. She's like one of the family.
Please, Wally, don't make it sound any dirtier than it was.
Louise, we're talking about something that happened 15, 20 years ago. We were kids.
It was my fault. I was just back from Hollywood, and I thought that sort of thing was the norm. Besides, you just said you wished Wally had an affair.
I meant now, not then. How long did this affair go on?
20 minutes, tops.
And we had guilt for the next 5 years. Don't you remember there was a whole period where I didn't talk to you?
Don't you touch me. I can't believe it. I can't believe you two would do this to me.
We didn't want to. It was just one of those rare, unfortunate occasions when the timing was perfect. Let's see. If I remember correctly, it was a hot, sultry night. I couldn't sleep, as usual, so I got up to water down the soup. Then Janet walked in. She couldn't sleep either, and she was crying. The light from the oven seemed to give her an angelic glow. Her innocence seemed to come right through her baby doll pajamas. The moonlight
no
was...
No cheap novels, Wally. Just the facts.
The facts are that one thing led to another, and before you knew it, it was over. And that was that.
It was terrible. Halfway through, I was regretting it.
You could have fooled me.
I said, how can we do this to Louise?
And what did you say, Wally?
I didn't hear her say that.
You're disgusting, you two.
Louise, it was 35 years ago.
It hurts as bad as if it happened last night. Things can never be the same now.
That's silly. Things will always be the same.
Oh, you're so right. Things are always going to be the same. I see that now. You had a chance to sell this place, didn't you?
Never.
Don't lie to me, Wally Murdoch. Those Mexicans who bought out Bernie's made you an offer first, didn't they?
Who told you that? Who told you? You told her, right, Big Mouth? You made a big mistake when you went to Hollywood. You should have tried becoming a gossip columnist.
Wally.
What?
How could you do it?
What? The cheating or the selling?
I can't live with you anymore.
That's a very immature attitude.
The cheating I can almost accept because, to tell you the truth, I cheated on you.
Oh, great. Then we're even.
Well, not quite, Wally. I'm leading 2-1.
Really, Louise? I have bad news for you. We're still even.
It wasn't me, Louise. I swear to God, the second time was not me.
It wasn't her. Don't rack your brain. It was a nurse at the hospital.
The hernia or the appendix?
It was just before the appendix. That's what caused it to burst.
Okay, if you think you're so smart, get ready. The score is now 3-2.
I thought you said it was only twice with the orderly.
How did she know?
I told her. She's my best friend.
And I always will be, Louise, no matter what. Now, who was the third guy?
What's the difference? It was the spring of 47.
You didn't go to the hospital in 1947.
Who said anything about a hospital? Well, Bernie. Bernie was leaving, and you said I should go over and say goodbye. Well, Wally, I said goodbye. The score is now 3-2.
Bernie? Oh, my God. Of all people, to be the tiebreaker.
It was symbolic, Wally. He was leaving, and I guess I wanted a part of me to go with him.
Oh, God, how I hate that man. He got the best of everything, didn't he?
I'm going in to pack.
Pack? What do you mean, pack?
I can't stand to live in this house of sin anymore. Not with all this deceit and dishonesty.
Louise, I forgive you for Bernie. I forgive you for everything.
You forgive me? You drag me out of civilized New Jersey and plop me down in the middle of Death Valley, and you forgive me? You make me take my life in my hand serving hairy, smelly truck drivers your mother's dry, stringy pot roast, and you forgive me? You buy too far from the road, and you forgive me? You make me spend my entire life in this stupid hamburger, and you forgive me?
Louise, if you leave me, I'll die.
And if I stay here one more minute, I'll die. Wally, I must have change.
Why is it so darn hot all of a sudden? Why don't we have air conditioning?
We're air-cooled. It's the same thing.
It is not. I need air.
I can't find the large suitcase. I'll send for my things later.
Louise, don't throw away a lifetime.
Oh, no. You can't talk me out of it this time. I'm leaving. After all these years, I'm going to be free.
What happened to the 6 months you were going to give me?
Canceled. I'm getting out of here today, and I feel good about it. For the first time in my life, I see a little hope. I'm breaking out, and I feel fantastic.
God, where is the justice in this world? Why can't Wally Murdoch ever get a break? You gave the Mexicans a break. You gave Bernie a pretty good break. When is it my turn? When do I get a break? Why don't you ever listen to me? What is it? A language barrier? All I'm asking for is one lousy break.
Wally! Louise! Wally! It's official! They're gonna build a freeway. They're gonna build a freeway right through your property. Look! There's a diagram and everything. They're gonna build a freeway right through your property. You're gonna be rich!
Thank you, God. Thanks for the break.
Thank you.
It is the summer of 1981, noon. The price of the Wally Burger is now $5.25. There are cartons and crates showing packing is underway. Wally is now in his mid-70s and wears an old cardigan sweater. Louise is in her late 60s and wears a polyester pantsuit.
Who played this piece of crap? What time is the truck supposed to come?
2. The man said around 2, which could be any time. Anyway, we don't have to stick around. All the stuff marked for us will be sent along, and all the rest will be sold at the auction.
It doesn't seem right, just letting all this go without some kind of a proper farewell. We had some of this stuff since we moved in.
It's not people, Wally. It's just things.
Well, some people got feelings for things. I liked a lot of these old things. They meant a lot to me. They really did. What do you think we'll get for all this crap anyway?
I told you, the man said at least 800 or 900.
800 or 900? That's not bad for a whole lifetime.
I never thought I'd say it, but I think I'm going to miss this place.
Oh, come on, Pumpkin. You always hated it.
Nah, toward the end it got really pleasant when no one came at all.
It's all luck, Louise. That's what life is, luck. If they hadn't changed their mind about the freeway coming through our property, you and I would be on Easy Street.
What's the difference? What would we have done with the money, anyway?
What do you mean, what would we have done? I could have bought a hearing aid. I could have gotten teeth that fit. I could have bought a toupee. Maybe a nice bright red. I could have been a real cute guy today.
What's done is done.
I thought those stupid rock and roll records would turn things around for us.
I told you, Wally, people come to a cafe to eat, not to listen to music.
I hate that darn music. I couldn't dance to that stuff. Could you?
I never tried.
Don't bother. I tried to get down. Once I got down, I couldn't get up again. Everything taken care of in the back?
Yes.
What about the cat?
The cat died 3 years ago.
Good for him. If only we'd been able to sell this place, I wouldn't feel so bad.
What about this?
What?
This paper. Our first dollar.
Nah. Did you pack my chef's hat?
For what?
I want it, that's all.
Wally, I hate that hat.
Why?
Because it makes you look dopey.
Well, I can't help it. It's a state law. You want to cook, you got to wear a hat.
So what do you need it for now?
Need what?
Oh, I can see these golden years are going to be very special.
Tell the truth, Louise. I ruined your life, didn't I?
Oh, don't be silly.
Come on. I'm old enough to take it. Admit it. I ruined your life.
Well, you did a little. Every husband ruins his wife's life a little. It's a question of degree.
I've got to admit, that was smart of you. All these years putting away money behind my back for a rainy day.
I was trying to save up enough money so I could leave you. I just never had the courage to do it.
Maybe you never really had the desire either. Ever think about that?
Maybe.
You didn't. You loved me. Admit it. When the deep purple falls over sleepy garden walls.
That's not our song, Ollie.
And the stars begin to twinkle in the sky.
It's Blue Moon.
Okay, let me rest a while. I'll do Blue Moon later. I still say we could have cleaned up one day. Do you know what I heard? I heard they were thinking of starting a winery around here.
You heard that rumor, Wally?
That's right.
Do you know where you heard that rumor?
I forget.
You started it. You said they were through being screwed and it was time for you to screw somebody else. So you called the Greeks and you told them the winery story.
What Greeks?
The Greeks that bought Bernie's from the Mexicans.
When did that happen?
9 years ago.
My God. And I told them that story?
That's right.
Did they fall for it?
They told you to stick it.
Well, of course they did. How the hell could you grow grapes out here in the desert? They'd come up raisins. What's the matter with you? It's luck. It's all luck.
What are you doing with those binoculars?
I want to take one last look at
Wally,
those.
Wally, don't aggravate yourself. Okay, what do you see?
The coyotes are packing it in, too. Oh, Louise, Louise, I don't know what I would have done without you. Louise, you know what I'm sorry about?
Now what?
I'm sorry they never built that schoolhouse out here.
Oh, you're a very sweet man, Wally.
I know that sometimes you think my mind wanders. You think I don't remember things. Well, sometimes I don't. But sometimes I do. A lot of times I pretend because I know you enjoy reminding me. And God knows I don't want to take away any of your fun. I used to think I never hit the jackpot, that I never caught the brass ring. But I'm starting to think that the two of us, spending our lives together, was the brass ring all along. Isn't that remarkable to discover at this time in my life?
You know what I'm sorry about?
What?
Nothing. There isn't a thing I would change about our life. Well, maybe a couple of things. Actually, there are quite a few things. In fact, a whole lot of things. But none of them matter. The truth is, Wally, with all your craziness, with all your dreams, the fact is I love you. It's as simple as that.
And I love you, Louise. I have always loved you.
Must be the truck.
Bad timing. I was just going to ask you to take a bath with me. I better get the boxes ready.
Don't you lift those boxes. I'm stronger than you are. The movers and me'll do it.
Stop nagging. You're always nagging at me. Oh, my God, it's a hearse. Louise, do you know something that I don't know?
Oh, it's not a hearse. It's a limousine with a chauffeur.
Oh, my God.
And there's someone coming this way.
Quick, turn on the griddle. I'll plug in the jukebox. Maybe we can make a few bucks before we get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Now what?
It's Janet.
Janet? Janet who?
Our Janet.
Our Janet? We have a Janet?
Janet!
Louise!
Oh, Janet!
Oh, Louise! Wally! Wally?
Janet?
$5.25? That's a lot of money for a Wally burger. It's so good to see the two of you again. You haven't changed a bit.
After all these years not hearing from you.
I didn't think you wanted to.
Oh, no, that's not true.
I was hoping you'd forgive me by now.
For what?
Don't be silly. That was years and years ago.
You're such a wonderful person, Louise. I was so ashamed of myself.
For what?
You needn't have been. When I look back at it now, I laugh.
Me too. For what?
Yes, but you were hurt then.
I was. But believe me, I forgave you long ago.
What are you two talking about?
And I forgave my Wally, too.
Now I remember.
I felt so bad about your going. If only I had known where you were, I would have written to you and asked you to come back.
And I would have. Believe it or not, I was so homesick. I was going to write to you, too. I wanted to call you a million times, but I didn't think you'd ever want to hear from me again.
Well, it's all forgotten.
Not me. I remember it perfectly.
You can't live in the past. Janet, can we get you something?
How about some coffee?
Oh, sure. Get her some coffee, Wally.
Sure. Is instant all right? That's all we have.
That would be wonderful, Wally.
Yeah?
And lots of sugar.
Same old Janet. I remember.
Well, Miss Glamour Lady, come and sit down. I've got to know everything.
Well, when I left here, I went back to Hollywood. Remember that stuntman I was married to?
Oh, sure, Bradley, the one you shot.
Right. Well, when he lost his... Well, after I shot him, he became very creative. A couple of years after we divorced, he became the head of a movie studio. When I ran into him, he couldn't thank me enough.
Oh, wonderful.
Excuse me, does anybody remember what I went in there to get?
Coffee.
With lots of sugar.
Lots of sugar. I remember.
So Bradley introduced me to this partner who took a liking to me.
Oh, Janet.
We started seeing each other, and before long, Bradley gave me away at the wedding when I married Irwin.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Unfortunately, Irwin was an older man with a bad heart. He died playing miniature golf.
How awful.
We already packed the coffee, but I found a root beer. I remember you liked root beer.
You remembered.
I hope you like it warm. I unplugged the fridge last night.
Warm root beer is fine.
So, tell me, Janet, what are you doing now?
She's rich, Wally. She got married again.
She's good.
Well, after Irwin's demise, I was really provided for.
Who's Irwin?
Husband number two.
With his estate, I figured life didn't owe me anything else. But I was wrong. I met Carmine.
Carmine?
He has the entire East Coast.
What does that mean, has the entire East Coast?
Well, there's not much more I can tell you, but we pay cash for everything. Anyway, we were married last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Unfortunately...
Uh-oh. Did he die, too?
Well, not exactly. He's been missing for the last 3 months.
Poor you.
Not really. He was such a kind man. He put 2 hotels and a nightclub in my name.
Did you ever sing in that nightclub?
Sometimes.
Maybe that's why he's been missing for 3 months.
Where are you living now, Janet?
Name a town. We have an apartment in New York on 5th Avenue, a mansion in Beverly Hills, a condominium in Palm Beach, and, of course, the villa in Detroit.
It's all luck.
You make your own luck.
You make your own luck, only if you're lucky.
All right. What are you two kids going to do now?
Well, we're moving out of this dump, and we're going to a home.
It's not that bad. We decided to start out fresh in an old folks' home.
I don't like fuddy-duddies.
Old is only in the mind, Wally.
That's right. I know people who are 40 and they act 80. And I know people who are 80 and they act 40. Irwin. Irwin was 88 when he went, but he was just like a baby.
You mean he ate soft food?
No, he had a young attitude, and that's what counts. That's what I have, a young attitude. Every morning I get out of bed and I say, thank God I'm alive.
Every morning I get out of bed and I say, thank God I got out of bed.
Janet, I can't tell you how much I've missed you.
Yeah, she talked about you all the time.
I'm sorry I didn't get in touch with you sooner, but I had a lot of things to work out. Man, and I was busy. Getting married, going to funerals, getting remarried, learning new names, traveling here and traveling there. Always on the go. But you know what my nicest memories are? The three of us together.
Those were good times, weren't they, Wally?
They sure were.
I have plans for you two kids.
What kind of plans?
Where do you see kids?
It was a crazy, spur-of-the-moment idea, but I said, what the heck? I have money. I'll do it.
Do what?
I bought out Bernie's, and I want you two to be my partners.
No.
What? What? What did she say?
I know. I overpaid, but I figured, what the heck? What can you do with a dollar nowadays anyway? At least it's real estate.
Did you hear that, Wally?
No. What did she say?
Janet bought out Bernie's.
That's a good investment. I'd like a piece of that.
You own it.
How'd that happen?
She wants us to be partners with her.
I wanted to do something terrific for the two of you.
Janet, you don't owe us anything. In fact, we owe you.
I think I'm even.
Do you know how many times I've driven by here this last week?
For heaven's sake, why didn't you stop by?
Because I was afraid you'd turn me down. I've been dreaming about this for too long. But when I saw those boxes outside today, I knew it was now or never. Wally... Louise, I've been around all kinds of people, made all kinds of friends. I'll bet you I get to meet more people in a year than most folks do in a lifetime. And yet I still feel like I'm alone. I'm never really myself with these people. I don't know what it was about being here with you two. Maybe it was because we were stuck out here by ourselves, us against the world. But darn, it felt good, and I miss it. I love you two more than anything, and I need you both very badly. I want us to be together again, and if we can't be, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, honey, Janet, we love you too, but we couldn't possibly run a busy place like Bernie's.
Yeah, Louise moves slower now.
Who said anything about running it? I've worked it all out. The people over at Bernie's are going to run it. They're going to work for you.
The Greeks are going to work for us? I knew their luck would run out. Didn't I tell you, Louise? I'm hot again. I'm a big businessman now. I got to hire people, fire people. I've got meetings, conferences.
You were going to retire this morning.
Well, it's time you found out something about me, Louise. I'm not a quitter. As long as you're up at bat, There's always a chance to hit that home run.
You can't even lift a bat.
That's a good one.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to close Bernie's on the weekends. That'll force the crowds to come over here. I am now going across the road. I want to check their books. I know those creeps have been robbing me blind. When I return, I expect to see you girls in your aprons, all those boxes unpacked, the griddle hot, and my chef's hat back on my head where it belongs.
Wally, I think you're ready for the nut wagon.
Who cares what you think? You married me for better or for worse. We are now into worse.
I should have listened to my brother. He said this marriage would never work out.
Your brother's a moron.
I'd like to see you tell him that to his face.
Dig him up and I will.
This is what I missed. The screaming, the shouting. God, how we used to enjoy ourselves.
Excuse me, does anybody remember why I went out there?
Wally, you want to keep this place open? Here's what we do. We'll get the Greeks to run this place, too. They seem to be good at it. We'll combine the operation.
A merger. That was the answer all along, Louise. A merger. That's where we went wrong.
And the nicest thing is, while they're turning this place into a gold mine, the three of us will be drinking champagne in Paris, France.
Paris?
I remember how you always wanted to travel, Louise. Cancel the fuddy-duddy house. 86 the aprons. We're stepping out. The three of us are going on a trip around the world.
Around the world? I was there this morning. It's raining.
Wait just a minute, you. I spent the last 40 years with you doing what you wanted to do. Now you're going to spend the next 40 years with me doing what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to get the hell out of here.
So why didn't you say so? We're already packed.
We're going to live like no one's ever lived before. I promise we're going to go out of this world with a bang.
A bang? Well, I'll try my best, but I can't guarantee anything.
Come on, leave everything. We'll take care of it later. I reserved a table for us at Bernie's. You don't want to miss the look on their faces when they see who their new bosses are.
Will I need a coat?
It's July.
July? What happened to May and June?
Don't worry. They'll be back next year.
We'll start celebrating in the car. There's an entire kitchen in the back seat.
We'll be right with you, Janet.
You know something, kids? I used to think that the longest distance in the world was between Quincy and Hollywood. But it's really not how far you are from places. It's how close you are to people.
I like it when she calls us kids, Louise. Will you do me a favor?
Anything.
You got a nickel?
For what?
The jukebox.
It's a quarter now.
What the hell? We're rich. Play B6.
Now?
Play it.
Rock me, baby, rock me. You hate that stuff.
Play it. Surprise.
Oh, Wally.
I had them put it back in for old time's sake.
Why didn't you tell me?
I forgot. Princess, may I have this dance?
My pleasure. Oh, Wally, you still got it.
Got what?
Keep dancing.
You have enjoyed our production of Wally's Cafe, featuring John Riccio as Wally, Catherine Thornton as Louise, and Holly Miller as Janet. Wally's Cafe was produced and directed by John McManaman and Catherine Thornton. Tune in next time for another presentation by Radioactive Theater, a production of Audio Journal.